Chapter 5. The Croquet Game. Near the entrance of the garden, there was a big rose tree with white roses on it. Three gardeners were painting the roses red. Each gardener was in the shape of a playing card with a head, hands, and feet. Alice stood by the rose tree and watched the gardeners curiously. When they saw her, they all bowed their heads respectfully. "Why are you painting these roses?" Alice asked them. "You see, the Queen wanted to have a red rose tree here," explained one of the gardeners. "But we planted a white one by mistake. When the Queen sees this, she will send us to prison and her headsman will cut off our heads." Just at that moment, another gardener shouted, "The Queen! The Queen!" And all three immediately threw themselves down, flat on their faces. Alice heard many footsteps. She looked back and saw a crowd of people marching. The crowd was a deck of playing cards with hands and feet at the corners and heads. In the front, there were 10 soldiers holding spades. There were hearts on their bodies. Behind them came 10 noblemen. Their bodies had diamond shapes on them. Behind them, there were 10 palace children. They had heart shapes on their bodies. They were walking merrily, hand in hand. After them, there were the Queen's guests. Most of them were kings and queens. The White Rabbit was walking with them too. Behind the guests, there was the Knave of Hearts. He was carrying the King's crown on a red cushion. The King and the Queen of Hearts came last of all. When the crowd stopped near the rose tree, the Queen saw Alice. "What's your name, young lady?" she asked.
"My name is Alice, Your Majesty," Alice answered timidly, but very politely. "They are just a deck of playing cards. I don't need to be afraid of them," she thought to herself. Then the Queen pointed to the three gardeners lying flat on their faces.
"Who are these?" she asked Alice.
"How should I know? Why are you asking me?" Alice said. Alice's reckless answer made the Queen furious.
"Cut her head off!" she shouted to her soldiers. "They can't do that. That's nonsense," Alice cried out bravely.
The Queen was shocked and remained silent. Then the King touched the Queen's arm lightly.
"She's only a little child, my dear. You must understand. Please forgive her," he said.
Then the Queen ordered the three gardeners to stand up.
"What were you doing here?"
she asked them angrily. When one of them began to explain, she shouted to her soldiers,
"Cut their heads off, now!"
At that moment, Alice put the gardeners in the big flower pot near her. The soldiers looked for them everywhere, but soon they gave up looking. Next, the Queen called Alice to her side and asked,
"Can you play croquet?"
When Alice said,
"Yes,"
the Queen roared,
"Come with us then."
So Alice began to walk with the crowd. As she was walking with them, the White Rabbit came beside her and quietly said,
"It's a beautiful day, isn't it?"
"Yes, it is," said Alice.
"I don't see the Duchess. Where is she?"
"She's in prison," whispered the rabbit to Alice's ear. "They will cut her head off soon."
When they arrived at the game ground, the Queen shouted at the crowd,
"Let the game begin. Go to your places, everyone."
The cards began to run around and were ready for the game in a few minutes. It was a very strange croquet game.
There were holes and peaks on the ground. The players used live hedgehogs as balls, and live flamingos were their mallets. And the soldiers formed the hoops by leaning back and touching the ground with their hands and feet. Alice got her flamingo, but it was very difficult to hit a hedgehog with a flamingo's head. And just when she was ready to hit, the hedgehog ran away. And when she caught the hedgehog, the hoops were gone. So, it really was difficult to play the game. Everyone was playing at the same time. They didn't take turns. So they often argued and quarrelled. The soldiers were running around to catch the hedgehogs, and the queen was furious and was shouting all the time. She ordered the soldiers to cut off a player's head every minute. "Soon there won't be anyone left alive," Alice thought to herself. And she also began to worry about herself. "The queen will get angry at me too. What will I do then? I must run away from this place," she said to herself. Just when she was looking around for a way to escape, she saw a shape like a grin among the bushes. "Oh, the Cheshire Cat is here. It can help me, perhaps," she thought happily. Soon afterwards, the Cheshire Cat's mouth appeared too. "Are you enjoying the game?" it asked. And when the cat's ears finally appeared, Alice complained about the game. "It's very hard to play this game. Everyone is quarrelling. The balls and the mallets are all alive, so they run away. It is hard to catch them." "I know," said the cat's mouth. "Do you like the queen?" "No, I don't," said Alice. "She is very..." Just at that moment, the queen stood behind her and began to listen. So Alice said, "Clever! She is the best player I have ever seen. She will be the winner of the game." When the queen heard this, she smiled at Alice and walked away. This time, the king stood beside Alice and looked at the Cheshire Cat's head curiously. "Who are you talking to, my dear child?" he asked Alice. "It's a Cheshire Cat. It's my friend," answered Alice. "May I introduce it to you?" "No need for that. I don't like its face," the king said. "I must see the rest of it." "I prefer not to show the rest of my body," said the Cheshire Cat to the king. The king got angry. "Don't be so rude," he said to the cat's face. "And don't look at me like that." He was scared of the cat's face and stood behind Alice. Then he called out to the queen. "My dear, tell the soldiers to take this cat away." The queen did not even look in that direction. She just ordered her soldiers to fetch the headsman. "I want the cat's head off immediately," she cried out. When the headsman arrived, he had an argument with the queen and the king about the cat's head. The crowd stood around them and listened. "How can I cut a head off when there is no body to cut it off from?" the headsman was saying. "That's nonsense," the king cried out angrily. "You can cut off the head from anything with a head." Now the queen was angry, and she wanted to end this argument. "If no one does something about this, I will order the headsman to cut everyone's heads off," she shouted. At that moment, Alice had a good idea and said, "This is the Duchess's cat. You must ask the Duchess herself about this problem." The Queen liked this idea. "The Duchess is in prison," she said. She ordered the headsman to go and bring her. The headsman quickly set off for the prison. Then the Cheshire Cat's head began to disappear. So when the headsman came back with the Duchess, it was not there. Then the King and the headsman began to look for the cat's head, and the Queen wanted to continue playing. The crowd went back to the croquet ground and took their places again. Meanwhile, the Duchess came near Alice and put her arm on her shoulder. "I'm so happy to see you again," she said. "How are you, my dear?" When the Queen saw this, she quickly sent the Duchess back to prison. Alice didn't say anything because she was frightened to speak to the Queen. She quietly stood at the croquet ground. There were many arguments during the game again, and the Queen continued to shout furiously, saying, "Off with his head! Off with her head!" The soldiers were very busy. They were taking everyone to prison. So they stopped being the hoops. Soon there were only three players left on the croquet ground: the Queen, the King, and Alice. The Queen felt tired and stopped playing. She called Alice to her side. "Have you seen the Mock Turtle yet?" "No," said Alice. "What is a mock turtle?" "Come with me," said the Queen. And they walked together and came across the huge griffin monster. It was lying in the sun and resting.
"Get up, you lazy thing," shouted the Queen to the griffin.
"And take this young lady to the mock turtle. I must go back now."
So the Queen left Alice alone with the griffin. Alice was afraid of this strange, huge creature, but she thought it was safer to stay with it than staying with the mad Queen. After the Queen left, the griffin said,
"The Queen enjoys saying, 'Off with the head.'
It is her fancy. They never cut anyone's heads off." Alice was happy to hear this. Then they went up to the mock turtle. It was singing a sad song. Its big eyes were full of tears. It was a big, ugly creature, too. But it was kind and friendly. It told Alice the sad story of its life. Then Alice told the turtle and the griffin her own adventures in this place. The two listened to Alice very curiously. Next, the mock turtle began singing another sad song. It was sobbing at the same time. When it was in the middle of the song, they heard a shout and a lot of voices in the distance.
"The trial is beginning," cried out the griffin. "We must go there quickly."
It took Alice's hand, and they began to run in the direction of the voices.
"What trial is it?" Alice asked as they were running. The griffin just said, "Come on, run faster."
When they arrived at the trial place, the King and Queen of Hearts were sitting on their thrones. Around them there was a crowd of little birds, different kinds of animals, and the pack of playing cards. The Knave of Hearts was standing before the crowd, between two guards, and with chains around his ankles. And the White Rabbit was standing beside the King. It had a trumpet in one hand and a long piece of paper in the other. There was a table in the middle of the court, and on the table there was a big plate full of tarts. The tarts looked so good and made Alice hungry. "I hope we will eat those tarts after this trial," she thought to herself.